Hello, this is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from VOA Home Studios in Washington, D.C. Are you ready to jam to the best pan-African music show on earth? All right, then you have come to the right place. Today you're going to hear an exciting sound palette of Afrobeats, acoustic electro, North African pop, classical, Manding, Kora music, live band, desert blues and fusion, R&B, dance and Afropop. Wow, it's gonna be amazing. Some artists you know and love, but I guarantee you, you're also gonna discover new ones like the Tape of the King from Kenya or Algerian superstar Moa Milano that will open your world and make you fall in love all over again with African music, even more than you already do. Now, today, I've also got a sweet vintage tune for you from Tanzania. That comes in at about half past the hour. A top three from Ghana. Kwame Ofori joins me virtually from Accra for What's Trending There. And finally, our feature interview this week is with British Ghanaian producer DJ Jules. So that's it. Now, all you gotta do is listen. So sit back, if you can, relax, and enjoy the show. We start out in Algeria today with Mashafuhash, which translates to English as they didn't see what life we lived, or they don't know what we went through. Actually, a colleague of mine explained the title this way. He said he means they don't have anything, i.e. dead, poor, and miserable. A hole in the pocket, if they have a pocket. The singer, Moa Milano, is one of Algeria's hottest hit makers. It was released 3 months ago and already has 156 million views.
Juice, no pump, sin, water, they can't.
All right, that was Mashaku Hash by Moa Milano from Algeria. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and you're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Okay, now to Uganda with this new dance banger, Biebiluma Baye by Christo Panda, whose real name is, by the way, Kitya Muisi Herbert. Christo Panda!
Panda bad man shoe hustler or the walk of yeah yes sakala bitch to come cool and the same ola sadi walking fan and the sea wa malala uri chimu chefuna uri chimu chenina waka wange mani gange ndia kutu yo zange mwene ya galamu mwene ya galaka mwene sudia mu mwene soma soma eni kwe fitina uvulumi wachi no butu obutono kwe mkoze buvaluma I don't see why muzimba emitima ne mundaga etima vina vina vya biru mabayaye Bebiru mabayaye, bebiru mabayaye.
Level.
Ovolu mabayaye, bina bina bebiru mabayaye, bebiru mabayaye.
Chokanga na wazoro kwetu sako.
I'm
the goat. I'm the king of the mic. Onumwana ngaya galwanyo. Bebiru mabayaye, vyo. Kumulisa baby wokuchitimba. Kuwana figa ya lagirwa. Mukirabo kuduga za meza Biebiru mabaya ye yo Kasinero java wangu nyo Slick Stewart wabi mama nyo Ono Rwanda yeta wana saidi Mr. Moose bana yengata kula
Vino vino biebiru mabaya ye Biebiru mabaya ye Biebiru mabaya ye
Patubu semu
Obulu mabaya ye
Kakabi, kubana baby woga wakabi, kulia na kweba kabulunji, kuhunya na kwambala bulunji, bling bling na masawa gebei, kunywa ziri ziri zibelea, kweli na kugaya mkwacho, enyonye zifu ulavu gari, kubela na kasete musao, kubela neva customer, kutule kakuzibu.
That was Christo Panda from Uganda with his brand new banger, Biebiluma Baye. This is Music Time in Africa on The Voice of America. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Washington. Here's Davido with Nicki Minaj. And after this, we go to Nairobi with Bill Odidi and DJ Jules.
She said, come if you wanna. I say, I know myself, I'm gonna wanna. Activate on a cover. So let me know. She say one MP go. Activate if you wanna. Let her know it's not the normal size. This kind thing don't make your ship capsize. So let me know if you wanna ride. She call me brother, I call her sister too. Mama don't fight, she get like six tattoos. If she was a city, she be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me I run to. Brother, I call her sister too. Mama don't fight, she get like six tattoos. If she was a city, she be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me I run to. My holy ground with me I run to.
I said come if you wanna. Got to drink the marijuana. Let me know whenever you decide. Let me know you put them bitches to the side. Yeah.
Medals, I gotta give you the G. I'm bouncing all on the D, I just had to give you the V. Here blowing all in the wind while we cruising Penelope. Nigeria to the world and fuck you to my enemies.
Fuck you to my enemies.
She call me brother, I call her sister too. Mama don't fight, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me, I run to.
Brother, I call her sister too.
Mama don't fight, she got like six tattoos. If she was a city, she'd be Timbuktu. My holy ground with me, I run to.
This is Amara Brown, all the way in Zimbabwe, and I'm chilling with Dr. Maxwell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning into Music Time in Africa. Please keep it locked on Voice of America. Yes.
All right. Hello, everyone. Now we're heading straight over to Kenya for our feature interview with DJ Jules.
Greetings. Thanks, Heather. I'm Bilo Didi here in Nairobi, and I've recently met up with the Ghanaian Afrobeats producer and performer DJ Jules while he was on a visit to Nairobi. We spoke about the impact of the pandemic on his music, some of the African music styles he's adopted on his current EP, and his views on the rising influence of Afrobeats.
What a fire breathe. This my soul. Everlasting melody, knowing this strong. With it comes a lot of memories of days so long, they stretch from Sundays to Sundays. The night so warm, the day will bring out the sun rays. Breathing is important, deep like silent waters. Dance away your sorrows, there's always tomorrow.
My name is Jules, you can call me Jules Baby. I am a DJ, producer, artist, songwriter, British born Ghanaian. I literally was stuck in my studio the whole time. I put an EP out as well that got a lot of traction as well during the pandemic. So even though it was sad times because we weren't able to travel, we weren't able to DJ and perform, I had to stay in the studio and make music to prepare myself for, you know, the next year. So it's been good and it's been bad.
That's a track I really like. It's called Water by DJ Jules featuring Randy Valentine. Now, just before the pandemic, DJ Jules traveled to South Africa and made connections with various artists of the Amapiano genre. And he told me why the music has created such an impression on him.
Going to South Africa literally before the pandemic hit last year, I went there. I got to spend time with, you know, some of these artists. In fact, I got to experience all of them live. And then, you know, I just had a different vibe to my creation. And I had a song with Busiso already, but it was even a completely different vibe. But when I went to South Africa, I literally just changed things up. I was like, I wanted to sound a bit more of me, but have some elements of Amapiano in it. And, you know, since then, I just literally said to myself, look, when I'm DJing, I'm going to make it a point to play a lot of their music as well.
Jules has produced songs for some of the biggest stars in African music, from Stone Boy to Burna Boy, Mr. Easy, Wonder Cole, and many others. Which of these projects has he enjoyed the most?
I mean, Mr. Easy had a good one, 2015, 2016, dropping, you know, all of those songs. It was an era that changed the shape of Afrobeats quite significantly. It was slowed down tempo. And then everybody started, you know, jumping on the sound. When that happened, everybody started calling. But I think my highlight from a creative standpoint was being in the studio and creating with Wonder Cole. It's a highlight for me because I feel like Wonder Cole is one of the most unappreciated African artists of all time in terms of his ability. And that studio session was just so raw and pure and full of happiness. That's how we were able to create, you know, two classics.
That's a track called Sister Girl by Wonder Cole and DJ Jules, and that's just about all the time we had with you from Nairobi. I'm Billy Didi, taking you back to Heather on Music Time in Africa.
All right. Hi, guys. And thank you, Bill, for that great interview with DJ Jules. Now, for more North African pop, this is Moroccan Belge singer and comedian Tiu Tiu. The song Nome Antaresa tells the funny story of a pair of thieves who, passing as musicians at a fancy wedding, rob its guests blind, even the mother of the bride.
Two red beats on the track.
Mamma mia bella.
Stream Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20, and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen, then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, so do you remember the feature interview I had with Sandile and Lunyelo of Ndlovu Youth Choir? Well, one of the songs that the choir recorded that I just love and that we didn't get a chance to listen to together or talk about is this one, Ungandi Bulali, Please Don't Kill Me. The lead singer is Berita Kumalo. She's originally from Zimbabwe. And the song and the music video, which was released in December 2019, continues today to be South Africa's unofficial national theme song for the fight against gender-based violence. Now, we have to slow down to listen to this one, guys, because it is heavy, but it's beautiful and important. The whole song is a plea. Barita opens it with its title, Ugandi Bulali, Please Don't Kill Me. And then she continues, Please do not rape me. You are supposed to be the one helping me, loving me, protecting me from this scourge. With Ndlovu beautifully supporting and echoing her plea at the refrain, Barita begs, Brothers, let's respect our mothers. Fathers, let's protect our sisters. Brothers, stop. Hello, everyone. That was Barita with Ugandi Bulali. I hope you are all enjoying your weekend so far. This is Heather Maxwell. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C. on the Voice of America. Now it's time for some desert blues. This is veteran guitarist and singer Afel Bokoum from Mali. His song, Dakamana, beckons his compatriots to unite during this time when jihad, poverty, and violence have brought Mali to its knees. Show tolerance, forgiveness, and love, he sings. Right, that was Afel Bokoum from Mali with Dakamana. That comes off of his 2020 album, Linde. Coming right up, we have Kwame's top three trending tunes from Ghana. He joins me virtually from Accra for that. But first, here is another wonderful Wambali Mkandawire tune. May he rest in peace. This one is my favorite. It's the title track from his 2006 album, Moto.
Moto!
Moto, moto, moto.
your girl Maggie Margaret Cephas, and we're in LIB, and I'm locked down to Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa VOA. Don't touch that dial.
And now to Accra. Hey, Kwame.
Hey, Heather. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Greetings from Accra.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad you're there.
Definitely happy to be here.
So you have got your, you know, thumb on the pulse of what is trending right now in Accra. So let's have it. What are the top three?
Of course. So in Ghana right now, you know, driving around, I've been listening to the radio on and on and on and on. First and foremost, VOA, Music Time in Africa.
Good.
But the top three songs currently, at least per my opinion, in Ghana, number one is Somimu by Jackie. Now, for those of you who don't know Jackie, she's legacy. And when I say legacy, she's the daughter of a legend. This legend being Nane Champong, the one half of the Lumba brothers. I mean, everyone in Ghana knows Daddy Lumba. Yeah, so let's just jump into it and enjoy Somimu. Babe, come closer. I could show you love or do. Love or do.
Kwame, I love this song. I love it especially when Bisa Kade comes in and then they sing in duet. They sing beautifully together in duet. It's just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jackie has a very, very, very beautiful voice. And of course, Bisa always delivers. So I'm not surprised one bit. And it was a perfect blend. The two of them on this song. Ooh.
All right, what about number two?
Well, for number two, we have Twitch Forever. Now, Twitch is new on the block, and on this song that he calls Superman, he has Kwesi Arthur and Kitty, two big wigs who, you know, putting Ghana on the map globally. And Superman has really been doing some good numbers here on the radio. And everyone, as soon as it just comes on, everyone just, you know, starts singing, I could be a Superman, hey, you know, it's just that song. See what we do for this over. I want us to do it all over, yeah. Girl, make a be your Superman. Make a be your Superman. I go fight for your love, oh, baby, oh. I go fight for your love, oh, baby, oh. Make a be your Superman. Kwame,
what else are they saying in that song? Because I don't understand everything. I can be your Superman. Well, I get that part.
I mean, someone saying I can be a Superman, that is more than enough information.
That's
you
true.
Twitch is basically, you know Ghanaian men and how they love their Ghanaian women. And Twitch is basically telling a girl, yo, I can be your Superman. Just give me a chance. And Kwesi Arthur and Kitty are being, you know, those friends who are like supporting the backup vocalist. So yeah.
All right, that's a nice song. I really love this, Superman. What about number three?
On number three of our top three songs from Ghana for this week, we have drum roll. Dun 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 dun. We have Happy Day by Star Cordier featuring Kwame Eugene. Now, this song was released in December, I think around the election period. It had a few controversies here and there, but it's undeniable. This song is just a good song. As soon as it comes on, everyone is happy because it's inspirational. You know, Star Cordier is just rapping about the God, and Kwame Eugene is singing about, you know, just happiness, and it's a happy day. It's a happy song. All right, so Heather, that was our top three songs from Accra, Ghana for this week's Music Time in Africa. It's hot, it's sunny, and it's a happy day here in Accra.
Oh, thank you so much, Kwame. It is great to hear from you there, and I look forward to more of these, you know, current trending tunes. What is going on in Accra? I miss you all. Take care. Thanks, Kwame.
You're welcome, Heather.
madam for na wey dada be ni ma mene ne papa go be and we turn jot o wi adie ma ye che ne wo po.
This is Isaac Katalai, you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell. Keep your ears tuned.
Okay, hello everyone. How you doing? Well, we're at the back half of the hour now, and from here on out, we've got this vintage tune coming up next, followed by all current releases, a beautiful instrumental duet by Master Kora players, an upbeat R&B by that up-and-coming artist from Kenya that I mentioned at the top of the hour that I doubt you've heard of yet, and then we're going to wrap up with an exciting acoustic electrofusion jam by Ugandan artist Leo Palayang. So lots more to enjoy, but right now we're going back in time to 1984 Dar es Salaam with Marijani Rajab and Dar International Band. The song Kipenzi Cha Mama translates in English to Mama's Boy. And in it, Marijani counsels his ill-behaved younger brother, saying, "You shouldn't take advantage of our mother's love for you like that. Shame on you."
Music Time in Africa on YouTube. Artist interviews, live performances, and awesome music videos. Get it all in one place on the Music Time in Africa YouTube channel.
Okay, guys. Hey, this is Heather. Are you ready for some exquisite classical African music? This is a new release by two of West Africa's greatest living kora players. Sona Jubate from the Gambia. You'll also hear her singing a bit throughout the piece, and Balake Sisoko of Mali. Now, the tune entitled Juru is the title track of Sisoko's 2021 album.
Thank you.
You just heard Juru by Balake Sisuko and Sona Jobate.
We love music time in Africa.
Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and moving on, we are going back into pop music. This is Letepa the King, an upcoming artist from Loitoktok, Kenya. He's an English literature teacher by day and an artist by night, but says he has released 13 audios and 3 videos. Well, this is his latest, just dropped January 29th, and it's a love song. The title, Waridi, he says, means rose flower.
Ukidunga kamini, gunia gauni ya madera madoe mashini. Yeah, yeah. Sijui ni kwa nini, nikikona na hisi nginyera inakata maini. Shangati niko boring na wendagi kwao. Wanasambaza nyori na hatu kulagi kwao. Bile chapa hatu na ngori fiti zaidi. Hata tukiwa na njatu na la story finger pande yao. Itunze kama mshuma makoroboi. Ndo nisipoe unipende mimi. Kuna wengi shuja wenye pesa na mali doi. Wasikutoe unitende mimi. Wasikuvizie unikimbie mpenzi.
Waridi
na unyonge wangu sinta nyongonyea.
Waridi
nikumilie nikudumie baby.
Waridi
matangombe za nyanyangu takupea.
Unanikumesha
rumba magari ya vishindi thamani yako.
Unanikumesha
ndapea na vyote niwe na we mababy boo.
Unanikumesha
sukari ya sali ya vishindi utamu wako.
Unanikumesha
naweza kula sembe kavu nikikutazama tu.
Unanikumesha
ujange toni tupike. Ukaange nikionja diko sufuria kaishe. Kisha stima tuzime. Tukule mziki kwa nguvu mpaka majirani wakuje.
Ulivyoja nikauna kulaga ijuma. Umeshika mwana shikwa na kaswende na zuba unaifa. Yani mindo giza wendo ta. Ninevo kupenda ni kama nimekuza.
Itunze kama mshuma makoroboi. Ndo nisipoe unipende mimi. Kuna wengi shuja wenye pesa na mali doi. Wasikutoe unitende mimi. Wasikuvizie unikimbie mpenzi.
Waridi
na unyonge wangu sinta nyongonyea. Napeana vyote niwe na we mababy boo.
Unanikumesha
sukari ya sali ya vishindi utamu wako.
Unanikumesha
naweza kula sembe kavu nikikutazama tu.
Unanikumesha.
Right, and that was Waridi by Letepa the King from Loitoktok, Kenya. Well, we are almost out of time. So here is the last jam of the hour. This is Elephant Dance by DJ, traditional singer and musician Leo Palayang. It's an ethnic-inspired acoustic electro fusion that Palayang pioneered. He calls it Acholitronics, or Electro-Acholi, as in the Acholi people, who, by the way, belong to the larger ethnic group, the Luo people, living in northern Uganda and other areas and border countries. The acoustic instrument that you hear Leo playing is the traditional nanga, Well, or it could be the Adongo. I'm actually not sure which one. But guess what? I'm going to get clarification on that and on so much more about Leo, because he is going to be a guest on this show in the next few weeks. So I'll ask him then. In the meantime, get your jam on with Elephant Dance.
Like something gone so strong in me. Oh, my realness, what am I gonna do now? I feel like something gone so strong in me. Oh, 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 I feel the calabash cracking. I told you I'm pounding louder. I see the statues cracking. This is elephant dancing. The calabash cracking. I told you I'm pounding louder. I see the statues cracking. Cause this is elephant dancing. Step, step, step on it. Elephant dance, we shake the step. Step, step, step on it. Elephant dance, we crop the dancer. Elephant dancing. Elephant dancing. I see the trees are shaking and the leaves are falling. I see the ground is breaking, cause this is elephant dancing. I see the trees are shaking and the leaves are falling. I see the ground is breaking, cause this is elephant dancing. This sound is my identity. This dance is my ability. My culture is my dignity. When I elephant dance, this sound is my identity. This dance is my ability. My culture's my dignity. When I elephant dance, so set my spirit free. Let me feel the breeze. Let me jump, let me wiggle. Let me step like elephant.
All right, and with Elephant Dance by Leo Palayang of Uganda, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for joining me, and I cannot wait to meet you back here again next weekend. Also, a big thank you to Bill Odidi and DJ Jules, and also Kwame Ofori. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on social media. You can go to my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, to my Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and also to Twitter at Music Time Africa. You can message me, send me or post me your own music if you're an artist, and you'll also get updates, the latest music news, photos, and nearly 200 original video features, videos of interviews with artists like Oliver Muntukudzi, Umu Sangare, Ray Vanny, and also videos of other things like ethnomusicological analyses of spectacular songs like Jerusalemma. Also live performances and backstage access in venues around the world since 2012. As for this radio program, we broadcast live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. On FM stations, we air twice. First at 15,500 hours, and then again at 20,500 hours universal time on Saturday and on Sunday. And on shortwave, we're live Fridays at 9,500 UTC, and then again four times throughout the day, Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 22,500 UTC. Finally, you can always find this radio program online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. Till next week, stay beautiful and stay safe.